Registering as a resident. When you come to live in one of the region's municipalities, the first thing you need to do is register. Registering gives you a document saying that you live in that municipality. It's very important to do it because if you don't have this document, you can't go to the doctor, enroll your children at school, or access social benefits and municipal programs. To register, you need to have the address of the house or flat where you live, as well as the authorization of the owner or contract holder if your home is rented. You need to go to the town hall of the municipality where you live. There, they'll explain what documents you need. It's a quick process, which is free of charge. Healthcare. In Spain, you have the right to go to the doctor. To be able to use public health care, you first need to register as a resident, then ask for a health card at your local health center. With this card, you can go to the health center and they'll give you a doctor. These health centers can help you prevent diseases, stay healthy, and recover from illness. They also offer vaccination and screening, as well as care for pregnant women, children, the elderly, and other needs. For urgent cases, go to the relevant health center. In an emergency, you can call 112, which is free. Education. Education for children between the ages of 6 and 16 is compulsory and free. There are pre-primary, primary, and secondary schools throughout the area. If you have children, you need to register them as residents and then go to the nearest school to enroll them. There are also schools for adults where you can learn Spanish, computer science, and more, and get training that can help you get a job. Employment. If you have a residence and work permit, you can look for a job. The Gaspe Employment Office can help you find work, take courses, and improve your CV. You can also register as a job seeker. To work legally, you need to be registered with the Social Security. If you have any questions, the Employment Office will explain everything step by step. It's important that you have your documentation in order. Justice. In Spain, everyone has the right to justice. If you have a legal problem, you can ask for help in court. If you don't have money, you can ask for a lawyer free of charge. There is also protection for people who suffer violence, abuse, or discrimination. Women. Women have rights, and if you need help, you can go to the local social services. There are support programs if you're a victim of violence or if you need legal, social, psychological support or help with your children. There is a telephone helpline on 016 for women who suffer gender-based violence. It's free, confidential, available all day, every day, and the number won't appear on your phone bill. You can also get psychological and legal help. Social services. Social services help people in need. If you have financial, family, or personal problems, you can make an appointment with a social worker. They'll listen to you and explain what help is available, whether that's food, housing, school, care for the elderly, or for disabilities. It's confidential and free. The main office is in Gaspe, but help is available in every municipality if you make an appointment. Coexistence. Living in a community means respecting the people around you. In the region's villages, it's important to follow some basic rules for peaceful coexistence. In the street, say hello to your neighbors. Don't throw garbage on the ground. Use the garbage bins and respect parks and public spaces. Don't spit on the ground. Use a tissue and then throw it into the garbage bin. If you have a dog, follow the rules and pick up its mess. Throw any garbage you have at home in a bag. When it's full, seal it and put it in one of the containers in the street. Green is for food leftovers, yellow is for packaging, blue is for paper and cardboard. Garbage is collected in the afternoon or at night, never in the morning. Don't leave garbage in the street or outside the container. Don't make noise, especially at night, from 10 p.m. Don't play loud music, throw parties, or make a lot of noise if you live in a flat or have close neighbors. If you're planning on occasional celebration, tell your neighbors so they're prepared. Respect for people, rules, and the environment is the key to a good life in the village. If you have any questions, you can ask at the town hall or the social services. Useful telephone numbers. In Spain, there are some important phone numbers that you should know in case of an emergency. 112 is the number for emergencies. You can call free from any phone, even if you have no money. They'll respond 24 hours a day, every day. You can call if there is an accident, fire, theft, assault, or medical emergency. They speak several languages. 061 is the number for medical emergencies. If someone is very ill or injured and needs an ambulance, call 061. It's also free and always available. 062 is the number for the Civil Guard. You can call if you see a crime, if you're in danger, or if you need urgent help from the police. They're also available all day, every day. Save these numbers on your phone. They're free to call and can save your life.